Last week, I attended the Alternative Education Resource Organization's third annual conference in Troy, New York. I've long been interested in democratic education, so-called free schools and unschooling. When I saw that one of the keynote speakers was none other than John Gatto, and that there was a five-part workshop on how to start a school, I just had to be there. I was also looking forward to finally being around unschooled kids and folks who are passionate about alternatives to conventional schooling. Sure enough, the scene was as I had expected, an informal array of individuals and families interested in homeschooling, unschooling, free schooling, open schooling, democratic schooling, Montessori schools, Waldorf schools, Sudbury Valley schools, and a whole lot more. We all seemed to be seeking the inspiration and energy that comes from a gathering of like-minded souls. I, for one, found that which I was seeking. For the purpose of adding to the conversation begun here at Gen Tech, I'll just throw out a couple of pertinent thoughts and save a more comprehensive commentary on the event for another time and another place. One of the sessions I attended was presented by Stephen Wilmarth from the Center for 21st Century Skills, entitled Learning as a Social Experience: How New Technologies Support Sustainable Learning Communities. As I read the blurb, I thought, cool, this should be right up my alley. And as it happened, the time slot was during the only gap in the workshop series. I needed no further signs that I should attend that session. Indeed, I was met with the familiar PowerBook, external speakers, LCD projector setup, with a slideshow of youngsters giving multimedia presentations to a rather formal, conference-like crowd, all splashed up on a big screen. As the presentation rolled along, I was reminded of similar presentations I had attended at the 40th Annual International TESOL Conference in Tampa last spring. TESOL is Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. I discovered a couple of things. First, I realized that I actually know more about educational technologies than I had thought. This is due in part to the fact that, as a formal student, I tend to feel like everyone else knows more about such things than do I. This is also due to the fact that TESOL as a field, like its students, is often marginalized, and that the EdTech resources and development initiatives that do find their way into schools tend to be consumed by other disciplines like math, science, and even the arts. The second thing I realized is that these technologies that afford new ways for people to connect and communicate, to access unimaginable amounts of information, to generate shared knowledge, and simply to express themselves, to have a voice, all of these things represent a huge potential for teaching, learning, and social development. Naturally, for an ed tech nerd, this is hardly earth-shattering news. What struck me most was how quickly this potential is being realized in the TESOL world, and my own sense of affirmation. Similarly, in the world of alternative education and the unschooled, this potential is quickly being understood and realized as well. The difference, however, and I suppose the whole point of this bit of rambling, is that unlike conversations with folks involved in conventional education, there was little concern for what are normally tremendous obstacles to tech integration, that is, firewalls and gatekeepers, time away from assessment-driven activities, policy, bureaucracy, typical school-based headaches. Free schoolers, homeschoolers, and unschoolers are a pretty radical bunch. The thought of jumping into something new and interesting for as long as it takes to determine what it's good for is nothing. There's nothing stopping them. Indeed, the idea of wikis, web-based apps, and even blogs was quite new to many of the attendees. But there was a noticeable absence of, yeah, but what about X, Y, and Z in the discussion? For me, this was a double dose of affirmation. Generative technology is a good thing, and so is having the freedom to choose how and when one learns.